Okay, man. You wouldn't believe what I did last night. And here we are doing another morning show because last night I started the pre-show and got into a whole big goddamn rant about stuff that was upsetting me on the political side. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I can use this as a fill only. And what I'll do is I'll cut out a lot of the political references. And I worked on that for about a half an hour, and I realized I had to beep more than anything else, because the pitch was about, the rant was about how people are kind of, I think people are being kind of babies, you know, about their lives, you know, if probably most people are got their shit together, but people are complaining about shit that, you know, and blaming government for stuff that is easily their own failing. And how much of that, you know, you don't know. And then if you're kind of a weak-minded person, I think you get, you know, manipulated by a lot of the stuff that's going on. So I was doing this whole thing, and I realized that I was using F-bombs left and right. And so I said, shit, man, this is like an hour and a half into the whole process of thinking, well, maybe I can use this. And this, such is the life, you know, sometimes you go, oh, you know what, that's not such a hot idea. So I wound up not using it and just leaving the studio and, you know, living to fight another day. And here it is. It's actually about, 5 hours later, which is fine, man. You know, that's the life. I think what we'll do today here is probably, I've got some Chris Pouté. No, not Chris Pouté. I've got some Steve Ozell and Don Berman thing lined up. Steve Ozell, Don Berman, and who else? Let's take a look and see what our virals. I know I printed off a bunch of news last night. I don't know what the hell I did with it. Here we go. This was the first one I did. This is the video of, you know, moments after the shooting of Will Smith. It's not particularly pleasant. I already watched it once. I don't feel like watching it again. If you want to go see it, it's certainly online in a variety of places. Yay! Let me go to Miami. Major porn site bans North Carolina users. That's funny as fuck. You can't, Ted. It's not going to work, I don't think. Calling Trump a whiner. But, you know, I think I'm going to vote for Trump. If it came down to it, I'd vote for Trump over you, Ted. Lied about being black. Today show moments ago. Let's see what else we got here, man. Skarsgård presents in a tux but no pants at the MTV Movie Awards. Right. That was Sunday night. Mike Tyson punch out secret revealed. Well, this ought to be good. Let's see here, Mang. Where are we at?
Trailers and footage for movies like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Kong, Skull Island, Suicide Squad, and Captain America Civil War. They definitely
suck a dick. So don't miss out.
Hey guys. I wanted to show you an Easter egg I discovered today in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out for the NES. This is the second round that you fight Piston Honda. I believe it's the start of the World Circuit. Anyway, everybody knows that you can punch Honda once and knock him out once he goes back for a special attack. What not everybody knows is that there's actually a visual cue in the background that will tell you the exact moment that you need to punch him. Look at the guy that's circled up there in the left-hand side, upper left, who has the beard. When he ducks, That is the exact moment you want to punch him. Now, I don't do it because I want to show you that it happens every single time Honda goes back. It's not coincidence. So if you missed it, if you missed him ducking, wait again for 2 minutes. Okay, now watch him duck soon. When he gets that back duck, that's when you punch. And I wanted to prove that this wasn't just a one-time anomaly. Maybe the guy ducks every minute or
wow.
so.
Uh-huh.
That's not the case. If you...
That's great.
I'll bring it to the second round. I'll knock him out there. Yeah. I actually went through and did...
I know. You know, I got to tell you. Believe me, I know. Because I was addicted to fucking Madden football. So I get it about loving gaming, you know, and loving, you know, video games and all this shit. But I could give a fuck anybody Mike Tyson's Punch-Out Easter egg. So, in other words, it's a, you know, it's a gift. Let's, would you fuck off with this shit, man? I can't fucking believe I'm watching this turd shit. Of course, I'm going to print it off because it's in Rolling Stone. Oh, shit. There we go. Hi. I can't fucking believe this shit. I can't believe that I'm doing that, you know, that I'm suckered into that. 30-year-old secret hidden in video game. Burp. God, the Warriors are one away from a new NBA record of 73 wins. This is a momentous basketball team. George Takei, Susan Walsh, and Derek Coleman. Yeah. Who are they? I know him. I think I know him. I wouldn't know her. Because why? Because I'm dumb. And I only follow sports and TV. That's why. How does that make you feel? Get out of here, man. I don't want to learn more. I'm going to go over here to my Warrior story. I see. You're going to make this difficult for me. All right. Be that way, then. Well, it's great. I mean, every record is meant to be broken. And every, you know, new, exciting franchise, the team thing that comes along, it's groovy. I remember when I was in San Francisco for the Sketchfest in the middle of January, I got to tell you, it was like, that's all they talked about in San Francisco is the Warriors. And all kinds of TV shows devoted to the Warriors and all kinds of different, seriously, I mean, three or four different sports shows local having to do with Warrior basketball or some, you know, some theme. Had a lot of the advertising, a lot of products were pitched with Warrior themes, you know, really... really interesting. New surveillance video. I don't get it, man. Here's this dude's Hummer. The Hummer's gonna rear end him. Oh, that guy is tailgating him, man. I'll rewind this for you guys. Now the Hummer goes to the inside. A hit and run before the killing. I wonder if there's anything on here about that. I don't know. I wonder if there's something on there about the killing. By the way, if you guys want to join me on Snapchat, I'm Phil-Hendry on Snapchat. If you want to, you don't have to. I'm not going to make you, but I don't know. You know, every now and again, I'll do something kind of cool and and, you know, just sort of stuff like that. I don't know how you feel about it. How come the Tessing is right across the middle? Ba-do-do-do-do. Do.
I'm Buddy, this is Rowdy Raccoon Ricky, and we're on every afternoon here on KCOON Cancun here in the Raccoon Valley. Here comes one from the Beatles. No, it's not Rocky Raccoon, it's Martha, my dear.
Jay Wabash reporting, as I said to you yesterday morning, with gay rights sweeping the country, that means people will be going to the bathroom directly next to me, people unknown to myself. Would you please take me seriously?
The fuck? Right on, baby. Oslo, Norway. Why do I want to look at Oslo, Norway? I am so fucking done with Scandinavia. Too much shit's going on up there. Far more destructive shit's going on up there than anywhere else. What do I mean? I'm not going to explain. You're going to have to figure it out. I'm not going into it. You'll have to just, well, take my word for it. You'll have to just, well, take my word for it. Yeah, that's a good Snapchat. Look at, I'm fucking around with Snapchat. This is the show prep we're doing today. Get out of here. God damn it. I'm not going to talk to you anymore about fucking Scandinavia. I'm not talking anymore about Scandinavia. There's too much shit going on in Scandinavia. Stockholm, Norway, all that bullshit. Sweden, Finland, fuck them. Fuck Scandinavia. Hello, my name is Kurt. I'm not talking anymore about what's happening in Scandinavia, so you can kiss my... Good morning, the Farm Report brought to you by Kerbsy. Kerbsens. Hello. I'm not talking anymore about Scandinavia. Yeah, man. Hey. Hey, what's up? And also, I want to remind all of you to come out to Satchko's. Come out to Alvin's Cellar tonight, and we're going to be playing some jazz until 6 o'clock. Yeah. I'll tell you, I played bass guitar. Oh, sorry, I spit on you. I played bass guitar. I played the bass for, Great Miles Davis. I played bass for Miles... Hey, man, what the fuck? I played bass for Miles Davis. What the fuck is it? Where are we now? Are we in heaven now? Oh, I'm dead. Anyone else?
Jay Wabash here. Please get me out.
This is the jungle. For many years, things happen in here that no one wants to talk about. Well, I'll talk about it. I was dragged in here by Sasquatch, and I was forcibly taken by the abominable Bobbingle snowman, by the jungle thing. Harvin Richter here. Ah, you fucking piece of shit. Harvin Richter here. This is the jungle. This is where I was taken by the jungle thing not more than 5 weeks ago and taken repeatedly by it. I've returned from Scandinavia. Yes, Scandinavia. Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Well, I played bass with Miles Davis. Yeah. It's all right. Feeling good. I'm feeling real good. You'll do what I tell you to do. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Is that the new Vapor Rub? Yeah, you got it all over my head, Bob. Bob.
Hi, buddy, this is Rowdy Raccoon Ricky, and we're on every afternoon here on KCOON Cancun here in the Raccoon Valley. Here comes one from Beatles. No, it's not Rocky Raccoon, it's Martha Mikey. Jay Wabash reporting. As I said to you yesterday morning, with gay rights sweeping the country, that means people will be going to the bathroom directly next to me. People unknown to myself, would you please take me seriously?
Hey, there's Kevin Costner. He's like a movie star and shit. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool when Kevin Costner's on. Did you ever see... forget what it was called. I think it was called Cry Wolf. Dance with a Crying Wolf. And he played a guy that went into the Arctic and led a charge of cavalry into the... Arctic to discover wolves, and when they found out they were eating mice, they surrendered, and he lived out with them, only suddenly it was sunny and it was dry, and also just a lot of stuff, man, just a lot of stuff. Would take a long time to explain it all. You'd have to, have you ever seen Kevin Costner? Then you'd know. I don't want to say because I'm, at present, I'm not allowed to divulge it. So great. I think we ought to be allowed to take guns on a campus. See, there's a guy with a gun. You know, he knows what he's doing when you see a guy, you know, doing a gun. No, you both, you bald-headed motherfuckers, look like. Video captures football player. The thing that do bap do bap about high school has alleged shooters. William Stream. Yeah.
Assure you, I've seen the porn site has been closed down. I have no access whatsoever. No access. I'll try again. As of 6 o'clock this morning, I've not been able to get on Old Splosher, which is a website I would rather not say, but I have accessed an elder sex site. I was just trying. It's not anything that I myself use, but it was.
You don't visit this.
Do you enjoy that kind of thing?
That's a very insulting question.
Well, you went there to elder... What is it called?
It's called elder abuse.
No, it's not called elder abuse. The only thing that's been abused, in my opinion, is your brine. is your brine. That's my Cockney accent. You see?
What do you mean your Cockney accent?
I'm saying brain, all right? But it came out brine. Right, says my brine.
No, they don't say it that way.
Oh, okay, genius.
All right, enough of this silly shit. Where we at, man? Where we at? Where we at? Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Helicopters, helicopters. Oh, I don't need that. I do the traffic center now, yeah. Beep, beep. Oops.
Phil Hendry Show traffic.
Then we need... explosion, you think? Like an explosion. That's what I need. Right there, see? Then, but you got to... No. No, you can't. Yes, that's what you need. Then, you bloody cunt, you ruddy cunt. Clarendon. Esteban Nunez sentenced to 16 years for manslaughter. Man. Served less than 6 years in prison. Fuck is that?
What?
Is that supposed to be Bernie? Not funny. So fucking lame. All right. Not what Jimmy Kimmel did, but this fucking Fox TV show is driving me fucking nuts. All right. Now, one other item that I got to do here. yeah, man. Yeah, man. That's where's that, man. Said they're taking the dividers down.
They're going to have to take the dividers down. I think the best thing to do is take the dividers down. So you see who, what's what. What's up?
Oh, man. What happened? All right. Then we have Don Berman. Channel 19 Newsroom. That is a... newsroom bed. There it is.
Right, Phil. Don
Ken Berman here. We've had a very difficult day, and...
Oh, God.
We're doing blasting right now, Mr. Andrews. What's happening? And so you're going to hear an awful lot of... Yeah, there goes another one. Hey, construction is what I want. I want the phone construction. Yeah. Yeah. Good one, Eddie. We're trying to clear out. We're going to be clearing a lot of... We're going to try to clear a lot of area out here, Mr. Henry, so I'm sure you'll understand if I get off the phone. I feel the only way to do this is to blast it out of lumber, Thorpe. Got to get a lumber. All right, I don't see anything. All I want to see are assholes and elbows. Yeah.
You got to watch your language a little bit.
Yeah, watch the talk.
I beg your pardon. I'm just trying to get my men clear because we're going to blast out side of number three, okay? Go away. All right, yeah. God, that's nice. I just have explosions going off because it makes me feel good. Okay.
What else we got here, man? I gotta get going here, man. 32 minutes. Oh, the porn site. And that's going to be Mark Henshaw. I think that's about all the damage we can do here. So we got here, man. I'm trying to figure out where in the fuck I left off this motherfucker. I can't find it, man. Sorry, guys. I gotta find where I left off here. What the fuck is... I wish it would rain the temptation. What the fuck is that doing in here, bitch? Get shit out of here, man. Bitch. Okay, so what are you telling me, man? That's it? Fuck me, man. Fuck this shit. Let's start out. Memory Palace, right? Okay, I'm ready. If you is. test 1, 2, 3.